My name is Kathleen Hallisey. I'm a solicitor with AO Advocates, a firm that specializes in representing victims of child abuse. And we have quite a few cases against the Catholic Church, but one of our cases in particular has a lot of similarities with some of the themes that are brought to light in the film Spotlight.
As a young Catholic in the main Catholic grammar school in Manchester, that's like the end of everything. If you're expelled from the school, that's the end of it, life as you know it sort of thing. It's almost like on a par with being excommunicated from the church, except it seems by Duggan, because he apparently, I learned now, he often used to threaten people with it. In some cases he did carry out his threats.
Four clients all came from very devout Catholic families in the Manchester area. Most came from working class families and were scholarship students, so it was quite a big deal for them to be accepted into the school and a really proud moment for their families.
My dad was an Irishman, and he used to call me a lachico. A lachico, it's just a lazy idle, good for nothing. As he used to say in Ireland, he was too, you'd be too idle to knock snow off a rope. We were okay in the end, you know, and I more or less just put it out of my mind, and as regards my parents, anyway.
It was quite a brutal place, and they were subjected to physical violence, but more than that, they were sexually abused by the headmaster, Monsignor Duggan, and one of the clients was actually also abused by another two priests.
I had a feeling it was something worse coming, you know. It'd always been fondling and touching and grunting and groaning. It didn't actually involve genital sex, if you see what I mean, but it was fondling all parts of my body, you know, your legs, your thighs, your buttocks, and grunting and groaning close to my ear, you know. But when the day came when this transgression, I was to go back to his office for the punishment. And I don't know, there was something was telling me that this punishment was going to be a bit more than I'd experienced before. So that's when I decided to run for it.
And because of the nature of the abuse and their backgrounds, they were unable to disclose it to anyone for many, many years. And it's only recently that they've been able to come forward and pursue their cases.
I never told anybody until just this lot came out. And it was mainly because I heard something. The news was on in the pub, and it was Granada news, and it was a report picked up from the Manchester Evening News that there'd been abuse reported at St Bede's. And I remember one of my pals at the bar said, "Oh, you went there, didn't you?" I said, "Yeah, I did. I said I had a bit of that." And he said, "Oh, well, you know, it's all coming out now, apparently." So I just went online and had a look at the Manchester Evening News thing, and then I found Paul Malpas was being quoted. Well, he was in my class, Paul. If you know Paul Malpas, he was doing blogs at the time, and he sort of coordinated, you know, getting to the lawyers and going to see the Salford Diocese and all that. So I joined his little group of campaigners, you know, and then I told people. But I've never told anybody ever. And it turns out nobody else did. I don't know why.
But despite what Pope Francis has said about supporting victims and setting up a committee to investigate child abuse, that doesn't seem to be trickling down to litigation, so that in our cases, the abuse has been questioned. It's not admitted that the abuse in fact happened, even though they know that there were many, many complaints against Monsignor Duggan in particular, and they're taking our clients to court.
If they said to me, "Look, we've sorted it out now, they've written something down and there's an apology and we can close the file," you're not getting anything off them, but, you know, they've decided to refer you for some psychiatric assessment and help if you need it, and I wouldn't bother with any of that, but if I could just close the file and say, "That's the end of that," I'd be happy.
I'd like the Pope to take a different tactic here and actually release all the documents about paedophile priests and everybody who knew about it, because there are lots of connections between paedophile priests and bishops and others in the church hierarchy who certainly knew what was happening and took steps to cover it up, and by doing so exposed other victims.